Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Ears to Feel. This week's episode is titled Green-Eyed Giant. Please join in with Denise as she gives five mind adjusting points to help us overcome jealousy and envy.
Hi everybody, welcome to another episode of Ears to Feel. I'm Denise, and this week's episode is titled The Green-Eyed Giant. The scripture reference that goes with that today is Galatians 5:26. It says, "Let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another." Now, conceited means to be excessively proud of oneself or vain. So that might explain part of why somebody would feel justified in being jealous of someone else if they've determined that Sally Joe might not deserve the good she has because the conceited person may feel more deserving or maybe even more worthy due to their own accomplishments or difficult challenges that they've had to overcome. And yet this person is being blessed and not them. This could cause the jealous individual to provoke or stir up strife and treat them a little less than because of the unintentional feelings of jealousy. I don't think any of us want to mistreat someone or think less of them, but our own jealousy and our envious nature sometimes causes us to do that. I think it would be fair to say that most people probably don't even realize that they are jealous until they really stop and evaluate, why don't I really like this person anyway? What is it about them? And usually it's nothing they've done to us, but rather it's our own insecurities and issues that stem from jealousy and envy, and our desire to have more or better than what we currently have. That is what makes the jealousy and envy portion of the scripture that it's referring to and of the sin that Jesus refers to many times in the Bible so dangerous. So today, I want to give five mind-adjusting points surrounding jealousy and envy that will hopefully help each of us to release and receive. We want to be able to release its hold on us, right? By receiving God's healing power and Holy Spirit. That's how we'll be able to do it. Point number one. Being jealous or envious is a sin. Point number two, being jealous of how God has blessed someone else is doubting God's wisdom and decisions in doing so. Point number three, the individual did not force God to bless them. He chose to. Point number four, God is the authority, not us. And point number five, it's not their fault, nor should it be the source of our dislike. Now, remember those five points as we go through this episode, and we're going to talk about each one, and hopefully they will stand out in our minds, and we'll be able to remember those as the days go by, and it will help us to realize first the source of jealousy and how to overcome it. That's the goal for today. So, point number one is quite clear on the main reason we shouldn't participate in jealousy or envy. If something is a sin, then we should run as fast as we can in the opposite direction, right? That's typically what we need to be doing. We shouldn't be dabbling with it and assuming we can control these super slippery emotions that pull us down that steep slope of sin. Now, if you're like me, then you've probably been visited by the green-eyed giant at least, oh, I don't know, once or twice in your life. And it's not an enjoyable visit, is it? I regret opening the door at all. One thing's for sure, God is much better at avoiding temptations and sticky situations than I am. Which leads me straight to point number two. Our second point can be referenced by Psalm 115:3. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. When we attempt to second guess God's plans, decisions, or blessings, we are wasting our time. His thoughts and his ways are way above ours, and we could never interpret his mind. He is omnipotent. We are not. We can, however, trust him and have faith that he will do and complete the perfect will for each of us, and that includes the appropriate gifts and blessings. Number three brings with it a verse from John 1:16 that says, "For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." This is how we know that God blesses each one of us, and he does so through his grace and truth. The truth could be who he sees as deserving, thankful, or faithful in what they already have. We must be good stewards of what the Lord has already entrusted us with. Now, point number four can also be referenced by John 21:22, where Jesus said to Peter, "If I want him to stay alive until I come again, what is that to you? You follow me." This is a perfect example of how we are to just comply and not question his decisions and will for us or others. He has total authority and the final say, the last word. We must simply try to have faith and trust his plan for our life, not theirs, and whether it includes the specific gifts and desires that we're seeking. He has already blessed us extensively, and if he chooses to cease in doing so, it's his prerogative, sorry to say. Now, for the last point, so since number five states it's not their fault, then us being jealous of them is misplaced and unnecessary. It's ironic that many people who are envious and even irritated at the blessings of others assume that those who are their targets of envy are somehow ungrateful and even unappreciative of what they already have. So we feel the need to make them aware of their shortcomings or their sin of ingratitude. But the very definition of envy is the discontent or longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, blessings, or luck. So the very sin that's cast is reflecting on you. It displays itself through ingratitude and unfulfillment for how and where God has already blessed us. This discontent and longing for more also represents greed and gluttony. God is the one that gives his very best to whom he chooses. It's not up to them or you. So let God be God and bless who he decides to. And you too can have God's grace and showers of goodness poured out in your life. But first, the conditions of our heart and yours and theirs must be right. Our spirit must be right. And envy, jealousy, greed, and even the representation of gluttony, now, not necessarily of food, but habitual greed with other things, should not be residing there. We need to try to be in celebration with those whom God has chosen to bless, to lovingly share in their successes, their accomplishments, their joyful moments, even if we aren't necessarily experiencing them at that moment. We should try to display God's genuine kindness and graciousness to them. Our jealousy may be causing the perception in our eyes of green that they may be ungrateful, unappreciative, or even unaware. But we need to know this. These people were blessed, first off, because God chose to, and secondly, they probably opted to obediently give God recognition, glory, and praise, not a heart of dissatisfaction, discontentment, or disapproval. They were most likely deeply humbled and thankful for what he had already done, and realized if he chose to bless them no more, he had already been abundantly gracious and merciful to them already, and they were owed nothing more. So let's ask Jesus to help us practice being genuinely thankful and to try to proceed with the help of the Holy Spirit daily to abolish the greediness and gluttony operating in our lives, which says, give me more. God, I pray that we could give God the chance to use us to celebrate others instead of letting that green-eyed giant abuse us with his all-consuming envy and jealousy. There's a good reason it's called the green-eyed giant. Jealousy and envy can corrupt every good, pure, and godly thought and feeling that we may have towards someone. It just changes it. It can quickly and cunningly poison and contaminate our minds until it represents a toxic waste pot in which we allow Satan to hold the spoon. The seeds of these nasty fruits start with small, seemingly innocent statements like, well, I guess she needed another new car. Or, could sound like this. She's always at the beauty salon. Miss High Maintenance. Must be nice. This type of internal dialogue leads us directly to our lives in ways that only satisfy our own sinful nature, as with comparison, jealousy, and so forth. Our Christian goal, though it is to strive to live to please the Holy Spirit and to harvest an everlasting life from the Spirit, paraphrased from Galatians 6:8, says this: if we're being cautious and alert when Satan tries to attack your mind with unkind, selfish-driven thoughts about someone else, it's paraphrased in what I was talking about, but it's basically, it's best to stunt the growth of such weeds at the onset, at the very beginning when you start thinking about them. And we do this through the renewing of our mind in scriptures, just like Galatians 6:8, that remind us of how dangerous and volatile these emotions can be. They can cause us to act spiritually immature when we are under their control, and it makes us say and do things that are not pleasing to Jesus Christ. We need to try to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and all he's already done for us, starting with the absolute best gift that he could ever give, and that's salvation through his death on the cross. So thank you for joining me today. And as we close, let's ask the Lord to really help us to be focused on Him and His wonderful holy presence, not simply more presence. I really pray that our takeaway today from trying to understand jealousy and envy and the dangers that it can represent in our lives and towards people that we know or that we have to associate with and maybe are treating them less than kind or looking at them in certain ways that we really shouldn't. But I pray our takeaway can be this, that Jesus doesn't have to do any more. We've received enough through salvation alone. So let's defeat the green-eyed giant in our lives and live victoriously, empowered and strengthened, without jealousy and envy, but with Christ's gracious love and genuine happiness for ourselves as well as for others. We all want to celebrate the wins and successes of other brothers and sisters in Christ and people that we know. We want to display Christ in us and being happy for them and showing love to them, even when our own life might be a mess or we're not winning in the ways we should, even though maybe we think we should. But Christ wants us to celebrate them regardless. So I pray that the Lord can really speak to each of us in this area and help us to really reach out there and just encircle our friends and our loved ones that maybe do have more than we have and just actually be proud and happy for them genuinely and trust that God's blessings and gifts will be bestowed to us at the right time and in the right way that He sees fit. So again, thank you for joining me as we discuss a topic of uncomfortability and things that make us look inside ourselves and say, yep, I need to work on that. So thanks again, and I hope you have a wonderful week.